We're back with more of the John Murphy Show on Buffalo Bills Radio.
Welcome back to John Murphy Show, presented by Noco from One Bills Drive. And changes on the roster still as the Bills approach the opener against the New England Patriots. Joining us, the newest Buffalo Bill in his sixth NFL season, kicker Dan Carpenter. Thanks for coming by, Dan. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
You just told me before we came on the sequence of events for you the last couple of weeks. Wow. I mean, 5 years with the Dolphins. They draft Caleb Sturgis in the fifth round. So going to camp, let's start there. You had to know there's going to be competition, I would think, right?
Yeah, you know, obviously if it team drafts a kicker, you know, they're feeling very strong about him. You know, and to his credit, you know, he came in and kicked really well during the offseason, you know, OTAs and into the preseason. So, you know, they felt comfortable with him going forward. And you know, fortunately for me, they gave me a little time still in the preseason to find a new home.
So a couple of weeks into preseason, August 15th, they make their decision. They let you go, and that's when things really started to get interesting for you. Tell us the story, first of all, about a major life event that you had just a couple of days after being released.
Yeah, right? Yeah. It was, my wife and I had our first baby, a boy, Colby. Thank you. And so I kind of put off the phone calls from other teams until he was born so I could be around for that. And then, you know, got a call from, went out to Arizona 2 days after my boy was born. We're out there for 3 or 4 days, flew home, wasn't home more than 24 hours, turned around and flew to New York.
Kicked in a game for the Cardinals,
yeah,
right? Third preseason game.
Yeah, kicked in their third preseason game. Was let go the next day on a Sunday, flew home, wasn't home for 24 hours. That next month, or not the next Monday,
next
the day after, flew up to New York, had a tryout the next morning, practice on Tuesday. Wednesday, walked through, kicked in the Thursday preseason game in New York. Was released on Friday. Couldn't get a flight home back to Florida from New York until Saturday. Flew home Saturday morning. Pretty much expected that it was, you know, at that point it was just going to go into the season. I'd kind of be a filling guy, sure, you know, wherever it would be needed. And ended up getting a call on Saturday night saying that Cleveland had let both their guys go and, you know, that they were going to be interested and they wanted to fly me up for a tryout on Tuesday. So then on Monday, unfortunately, you know, Dustin got hurt here and you guys gave me a call, offered me a job, and can I say I'm a Buffalo Bill?
Unbelievable story. I want to backtrack a little bit. Colby was born, August 19th, 4 days after he released. In retrospect, did it not to be at camp, to be around for all that, that worked out okay, I would
think.
Yeah,
you know, obviously sitting there looking at the positive side of things, yeah. You know, being able to be around my wife for a few days, you know,
sure,
before we had our new kid, it was nice. It was nice to be able to be there, know I was going to be there, not have to worry about being gone for a preseason game or whatnot, so it worked out all right.
And then again, just the last 24 hours, you were on your way, tell us that story, you were on your way to Cleveland thinking you're going to try out for a kicking job in Cleveland. They had no kickers on the roster there, and things began to happen here, right?
Yeah, I was heading to Cleveland for a tryout, got on a flight, had a layover in Atlanta. When I landed in Atlanta, is actually when I got a call from my agent saying, or a voicemail from my agent saying that you guys were ready to sign me. We actually talked about changing my flight right in Atlanta to fly here to Buffalo, but I already had a bag checked through to Cleveland, so got a hotel in Cleveland, woke up the next morning, flew here.
Yeah, that all adds up. Pretty amazing. And especially, Dan, in light of your career, 5 years in one place for a kicker, you were used to kind of the stable life that sometimes escapes kickers in this league, but you had a pretty good thing there, and all of a sudden in the last 2+ weeks, everything's in turmoil, right?
Yeah, I mean, I've been very fortunate to play in one place for 5 years. You know, went by extremely fast. But, you know, it's exciting. You know, my wife and I love to get out and meet new people and see new places. So, obviously, we'd enjoy a little more than 3 days in one place. But,
yeah,
you know, we're excited to play up here. You know, we know quite a few people that have played for the Bills. So, We've heard it's a great organization, and we're excited to be a part of it.
Your wife and Colby, I assume, did not make these little trips with you to Arizona.
There was no traveling for them. Nothing yet.
Yeah, wait and see what happens. Who do you know with the Bills? What are your connections here to this organization?
On the team presently, there's not too many. I know Jamal Westerman, which I believe he was kind of one of the newcomers that just got here.
Yep.
But really, other than that, I haven't even been in the locker room yet, that's the only one I know. I know him from when he played in Miami for a year, but other than that, I know some guys who have been here, not here anymore, and stuff like that. So, but it's exciting, and I'm ready to go.
Dan, when you get picked up by a team like this, and again, this is the first time you've done this, did you get a chance to meet with your coach, with the special teams coach, Danny Crossman? Did they go over stuff with you? I mean, because it's different at your position. It's not like here's a system you have to learn or anything
that. You know, that is something about our position that makes it very unique. You know, you can come in basically cold turkey, if you want to say that, and the football is the same on every team, and the goalposts are the same in every field. So, I talked with him about what I like to do, you guys, the Bills, have done, and what he's looking forward to and what, he's expecting of me as we move forward.
Talking with Dan Carpenter, the new kicker for the Buffalo Bills, the John Murphy Show presented by NOCO. It strikes me when we talk about your 5 years with the Dolphins and Ryan Lindell, who's here for 10 years, you two, and there are a couple others, are really outliers in the kicking profession, guys who have a place and stay in that place for an extended period of time.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I've been very fortunate, to not only just to make it on a team in the NFL, which is hard to do, but to stay in one place for an extended period of time. But like I said before, we're excited about playing here in Buffalo and looking forward to the season.
Sometimes kickers don't get excited about playing here in Buffalo, and I wonder in your tenure as a Dolphin if this was maybe the worst stop along the way in terms of the conditions that you're going to kick in out here at Ralph Wilson Stadium.
When you're playing for a warm weather team, you do look toward the end of the schedule, those December games, and take a peek at, especially in my position, I like to look at not only weather, but field condition, if they play on turf or natural grass, and, by the end of the year, if it'll be tore up or not. So, I'm from Montana, though. I've played in plenty of snow games, and, it's been a few years. Well, I can't even say that. We play, at Miami, we play New England and New York and the Bills every year, we played in plenty of games where it's been less than par weather.
Do kickers keep a book on Ralph Wilson Stadium? Do you have a book or at least a couple of things about this place that you keep in mind when you kicked here in the past?
I think I've been pretty fortunate, actually, when we played here. I think we've had fairly nice weather, not too windy or any of that. So I've heard horror stories, I guess. But that's true with any stadium you play at. So, except for indoor ones, I guess.
Yeah,
it'll be a fun ride.
And Dan, tell me about you mentioned the surface matters to you. You'd probably rather have artificial surface like they have here, especially late in the season, right?
Yeah. Some of the grass fields toward the end of the year, if they got college teams playing on them and stuff like that too, they tend to get tore up. So it's nice, especially for a specialist like myself, just to have that nice consistent surface and never have to worry about footing.
Did you must have kicked off on the skin portion of the infield down in Miami before,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I played in the dirt for a couple years. No, that was no fun. That was definitely a surface you didn't want to play on.
No matter what time of year it is, it's just not... It's not football, quite frankly, to play on dirt like that.
It was, I think there's only two stadiums now left or so that still have that. So,
hey, Dan, talk to me a little bit about your philosophy on kickoffs. And each team plays it a little bit differently. You are able, obviously, to put it in the end zone. Is that what you'd like to do? Is that what they want you to do here? Or do you kind of set it up directionally sometimes?
It really depends on situation. Obviously, there's situations where, returners get paid good money to be returners in this league, and they're all very good at what they do. So, obviously there's situations where You know, if you feel that you can kick it out of the end zone or whatever that you want to and keep it out of their hands. But, you know, there's other situations, you know, weather, you know, playing a factor into that, whether you want to, you know, kick it away from them or kick it shorter. You know, there's lots of different situations that come into play.
Are you surprised at the trend since they moved the kickoff line up? You know, it used to be not too long ago, if it was 3, 4, 5 yards deep, people would take a knee. Now teams, guys are bringing it out 8, 9 yards deep in the end zone. Are you surprised that it worked out that way?
I'm not surprised. You know, like I said, the returners get paid too. You know, they get paid to play. And, you know, a lot of guys, that's what they make their living on. You know, that's how they feed their families, returning footballs, kickoffs and punts, you know. So, you know, they feel like if maybe it's not a great hang time kick or something like that, that they're going to take their chance and bring it out.
Where did you learn to kick, or where did you perfect your craft? Did you go to camps as a youngster?
A lot of soccer. I've never been to a football kicking camp, but yeah, I played soccer, you know, since I could walk. I played competitively all the way through through high school, so. Kicked a lot of soccer balls and just switched to a different football or a different ball.
When did you start to think about the professional football as a career for you as a kicker?
You know, it was something, I guess, that's always on everyone's mind, but I never thought of it as a true reality. Really till after my senior year in college, you know, when, you know, got a little interest from a couple agents that thought I had a chance and stuff like that. Honestly, I thought I was a perfect player for the Canadian League because I could also punt a little bit as well. Haven't worked so much at that since I got in the NFL, but you know, they like guys up there that can then do more than just one position.
Practice tomorrow. What's your plan? I mean, you're going to work in the stadium and get a look at those winds, or what? How do you think you're going to acclimate yourself to kicking?
You know, I'm going to get a little work. You know, obviously, I want to get to know the guys a little bit first day here. So we're going to
snapper holder.
Yeah,
you gotta get to know those,
you know, I think we are going to head into the stadium a little bit, get a few field goals, and you know, just try to get used to the new surroundings.
Okay. Well, you're used to unpacking your bag, so I hope you get a chance to unpack a little bit here in Buffalo. Yeah. Thank you very much for doing this with us.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having me.
Dan Carpenter, the new kicker for the Buffalo Bills. It is the John Murphy Show presented by NOCO from One Bills Drive on Buffalo Bills Radio.